How about Brian Mitchell? The number one all-time leader in punt return yards. Is that it, Danny? No. How about the number one all-time leader in kick return yards? How about the guy that's second only to one dude, maybe the greatest football player ever, Jerry Rice, in all-purpose yards? How about Brian Mitchell being asked by Dan Quinn and company to be a guest lecturer, to be a guest coach, to be a guest, I don't know, extra set of eyes at the Local 53's little OTAs here today, working with punt returners? Isn't that wonderful?
Two things. So cool. So cool. So good. Smart.
Yep.
Things that you should have been doing for a long time. Two, finally, right? Like, at least they're doing it correctly. It was so cool driving in earlier, listening to B. Mitch and Finley. And JP's like, by the way, B. Mitch, you're worried where he's at? He's actually helping the punt returners right now. Immediately got fired up. Immediately he's like, you know what? This is what they should have been doing all along. Anybody that had came in the building that was going to work as returner should have said, hey, here's Brian Mitchell's number. Give him a call. Ask him for pointers. Have him work out with you. Whatever. And do it that way. The fact that first day of OTAs, Jalen Lane, a guy that when Adam Peters gave him a call, he said, you were the number one punt returner on our board. You were the number one returner on our board. Immediately, first day that he's working with the whole team in OTAs, they have Brian Mitchell shaking hands and saying, hey, man, how you doing? You ever need help here? It sounded like B. Mitch was saying that he's already had conversations with Jalen Lane. Mm-hmm. They're doing it the right way. You have a legend. Like, that's something that I was talking about before. Yesterday, we were talking about the name stuff. We're not going to get back into that. But it felt like, at times, people are now afraid to embrace the past because the history and everything. Forget that. Embrace the legends that you have. Like, as soon as you draft a dude, like when they drafted Emmanuel Forbes, you know who should be calling immediately? Daryl Green. Right? Like, dudes like that should be always incorporated. You have some great players for this organization, and especially in a position like returner that's a little more niche, where there's not as many guys that can give you the insight like a Brian Mitchell. You have that guy on your side. Use him. He would love to.
Yeah, Brian Mitchell will talk to you. I'll tell you that right now. If you reach out to Brian, he will help you. That's one of the most generous guys I've ever met.
It's going
to
be incredibly honest, too.
100%. And so, and this a lot of times fans will kind of slip into this, Tobes. I'm not saying you are, but sometimes they'll go, and Gary Clark should coach the receivers, and Joe Jacoby should coach the offensive line, and Joe Theismann should coach the quarterbacks. Not ripping any of those guys. They're all great players, and they're legends, and they've earned that. If you're not on the grind as a coach, then that may not be the right career path. But to the point of being able to pick somebody's brain, yes, of course you do. If you're like, hey, I want some help from Russ Graham, or I want... I don't know. Name that off. I want Mark May to come by because he's in town, or Joe Theismann to talk to the quarterbacks. Joe Jacoby. You can name any superstar that did it here, and they can give you their insight. Even if you don't use it, it's still a valuable conversation. It's deferential to the legends that did it before, but B, it doesn't mean that they now are like have the formal role where Brian's got his own incredible life and does so many different things and does his own incredible show here, but he's doing post-game stuff. He doesn't need it. He's fine. But incorporating that, when you literally have the greatest returner of all time, arguably, I mean, the numbers say yes.
Yes.
Whether you prefer Deion Sanders or Dante Hall or somebody else, that's the eye of the beholder. Give me Brian Mitchell, one cut and gone, and I'll truck your ass on the way, please and thank you. But to me, that is such a no-brainer, and it's so awesome, to your point. Because this could be it. Now Jalen Lane's got Brian's phone number. You want to text him, you text him. If you don't, you don't. But today, we're at OTAs, that's the time to do it, right? Maybe not on Wednesday on a game plan install when you're playing the Giants for week one. This is the time to go, here's what I did, here's why I did it. That's what coaching is for a lot of people, for a lot of ex-players. So I work with a lot of kids, and I'm not putting myself on the same level as Brian Mitchell. I'm not a guy that has a Hall of Fame football resume.
George Washington Hall of Fame, though.
Well, thank you. It's nice of you to say. Just put the compliment out there. Just threw it out there, see if someone would just put it back in the boat. But one of the things I would say is you're going to have a different hitting coach. You're going to have a different person who has a totally different philosophy. It's not an all-or-nothing thing. You can always incorporate things from people. And what I try to get guys to do is be a little uncomfortable, try something you haven't done for ultimate improvement, right? We're trying to work within a range. So let's feel what too far feels like. And now we'll work it back kind of in that green, more comfortable zone. But maybe we've increased something. If we maximize power by 7%, all those balls in the gap are now home runs. And who doesn't want that? That's kind of what we're talking about. We're building something. So they could disregard every word that Brian Mitchell says. I wouldn't, but you could. There was no harm in having the conversation.
Correct.
And that's kind of my point here. Incorporate the legends. Incorporate all the guys that did it really, really, really well who are here and are still invested. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we were listening to Mike Rizzo a little bit earlier. We'll play some of the audio from the Junkies. They said that Elijah Green, someone that's really, really struggled in his major league career as a high schooler coming out of IMG, he talked about Jason Worth going down and helping him down in Florida and the career arc that Jason Worth had, struggling as a catcher coming out of high school and then eventually turning into what we saw Jason Worth become. And like when we were down in spring training, right? Yep. Guys were coming through. Worth was down there. Mm-hmm. Desmond came through. There's nothing wrong with it. Again, if you don't get anything from it, totally fine. If one person can get something, just one, a little nugget, whatever it may be, and you're thinking, that can improve just that little bit. Everything's about finding an edge. And when you've got all-time greats on your team, like a Brian Mitchell that played here and is still in the area, just getting those little insights helps your team that little bit more and hopefully maybe gives you that edge that you can win football games that you maybe wouldn't have before.
Yeah, so good job. Good job, Dan Quinn. Good job, everybody, for making things like that happen all in. It's really, really cool to see some of those videos of Brian out there working with those guys.